from Gus Hussain.
Okay, a lot of this is just off the top of my head. Who here is from what you would call an NGO or a civil liberties organization or something like that? Okay, good. Okay, well, I'm sorry if I piss you off. When it comes to surveillance and, say, the response to terrorism and all of that, we've been doing a really poor job. If you look around you, the number of laws that have been passed, the number of shifts in public opinion, it's remarkable. You'd think that there was no civil society or NGOs doing anything. How many people can name the name of the law that was passed by U.S. Congress right up September the 11th? Raise your hands if you can name the name. Okay. The USA Patriot Act. Everybody's heard of the USA Patriot Act. Can you name the law that was passed in your own country in response to the September 11th attacks? Can anybody just raise their hand if they could? One, two. See, that's the pitiful thing. We spend a lot of our time focusing on George Bush and that awful U.S. administration, all those bad laws they've passed. Well, actually, we're only going to focus on one that has nothing to do with us, yet we know that law, but we don't know about the laws that do have an effect on us passed by the U.S. Congress or the laws passed in our own countries. So, yeah, our response has been pretty poor. We've been doing a pretty bad job. But there has been some really interesting developments. In the U.S., a lot of the bad policies that came out have been destroyed. NGOs in the U.S., lawyers in the U.S., the general public opinion in the U.S. has led to the destruction of total information awareness, that incredibly stupid idea of bringing together all the databases within the United States to try to find terrorists. But actually, the EU is developing a similar project, but nobody's been paying attention to that. The U.S. also abandoned this idea of tip-offs, where if you happen to work in the service sector, so say you're a delivery man, or you're a cleaner, and say within your job you're walking around the office or somebody's home and you notice a submachine gun and this person looks like an Arab, then you report that person to the FBI. That was an idea that came out of September the 11th in the United States. And that got shot down too, even though we have similar proposals in the United Kingdom and the EU. But it got shot down in the U.S. So there are some really good examples of how civil society and NGOs have actually done a pretty damn good job. Although I couldn't name any initiative in Europe where that's happened. Yet we piss on the Americans, we say they have all these nasty laws. Somebody's doing something about it there.